Greetings. Welcome. This is Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Radio. Along with Debbie Giorgiani, I am Jerry Usher. The show team, Michael, Jeff, and Matt, are all set in their positions on their posts, ready to get the program underway here. Thanks for joining us, Debbie. Good day to you. How are you doing?
Yes. Good. It's the last day of Sacred Heart Radio in Seattle's Pledge Drive and the surrounding areas. Beautiful in the Northwest. And having a great Pledge Drive. It's wonderful. The last day, final hours. And I know that other stations are doing that as well, other affiliates. So please, when your local Catholic radio station comes to you and says, this is the final day, please give, please do so. Give generously. We need Catholic radio now more than ever, Jerry. But today, I'm super excited about this topic because we are going to be imagining what heaven is like and what it looks like. We don't do that enough. A lot of priests are starting to come out in homilies and saying, you know, we're not contemplating heaven enough. That is so true. We get really bogged down in what's happening here right now on this earth, and it's really something that we probably should we should focus on, but not so intently that it stops us from imagining heaven. So that's the question today, Jerry, and I'm super excited about it. Usually, our listeners can tell when I really love a topic of a show, I wear my favorite heart shirt. Because I can feel the love, and when I imagine heaven, it's just an overwhelming sense, a great sense of love. And so, what do you imagine heaven being like? That's what we're asking today.
Yeah, you can join us a number of ways. Most people call in and go on the air with your calls at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. You can email us, take2@ewtn.com. If you're among those watching the video streams on EWTN's Catholic Radio Facebook and Twitter pages, or I'm sorry, Facebook and YouTube, it's been a long week. I'm going to try not get too many things wrong here on the program today. But yeah, it's EWTN Catholic Radio's Facebook and YouTube channels. You can post your comments there. And also you can text the letters EWTN to 55000. Wait for a response. Put in your comments. Might be a small data rate depending on your plan. But please do join us here. What do you imagine heaven being like? Have you pondered that very frequently? Maybe like what you said, Debbie, we don't think about that often enough, but with God's grace and his mercy, that is where we're headed. So mm-hmm. We should reflect on that more. I think you're right.
Well, we really want to hear from you. And maybe you saw the movie, I Can Only Imagine. It's about Bart Millard's story, his whole life story, and then how he came to the song, I Can Only Imagine, Mercy Me. Folks have heard of that wonderful Christian group. And I love that song. We actually had that at my mom's funeral. It's in my funeral planning arrangements. I absolutely love that song. Maybe you saw that movie and it really started to get you to think, you know, of what imagining heaven and what it's going to be like, right? Just like the lyrics of the song. But call in and share with us if you ever have really spent that quality time imagining and contemplating and meditating on what heaven will be like. And that's forever. 833-288-3986. I love this topic. Absolutely love it. I think we should do more of topics like this because I think it helps people, you know, focus in a bigger fashion instead of what's just going on in this messy, crazy thing called life.
Well, yeah, and we read in the Bible, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for those who love him. So on the one hand, we can't really... heaven's going to be so much better than what we can imagine. But we get a few little clues, a few little hints. In Revelation 21:4, he will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Later in that chapter, the book of Revelation 21, it talks all about how the city is adorned and the streets are paved with gold and so forth. So we get a little bit of a glimpse there. But we're asking you today what you think heaven might possibly be like. 833-288-3986.
So please don't get started with your weekend yet. We really need you to participate. You always do. So fill the phone lines and just maybe ask questions if you're not sure, or, you know, and just so that it can change the way you feel starting today. And maybe you'll incorporate that in your spiritual practices of prayer, where you actually do spend time meditating on heaven. That's pretty extraordinary. 833-288-3986. We have folks calling in right now. We have room for you, so don't sit this out. 833-288-EWTN. And Jerry, real quickly, just a little housekeeping. Tomorrow is our big webinar on same-sex attraction and life in the church. It's amazing. Sign-ups were coming in overnight. Folks, this is your last chance. If you want to register, you're going to need to go to standtalltoday.com. We put it on the homepage, and you can sign up. You really need to hear this and listen to Avera Maria Santo and her presentation. She lives with same-sex attraction, and she's in ministry in the Catholic Church, and what she has to share can help teachers and parents and co-workers and people who are encountering other folks with same-sex attraction. This is an important webinar. StandTallToday.com. Please go and register. This is your last chance to register before tomorrow morning's webinar, Jerry. Just had to say that because folks they'll miss it, and I don't want them to miss it. I can't wait to hear. I saw Avera's, you know, what she plans on talking about. It's going to be phenomenal.
All right, very good. 833-288-3986. Matt Gabinski is on the phones here today. And he has already screened a couple of your calls, but there are a couple of lines still open for you if you'd like to join this conversation. Our last live broadcast of the week. So come on in, take two family, to share with us what you ponder what heaven might be like. If you have any thoughts on that, 833-288-3986 is the number to call. And you will be among the first group of callers to be on the line there. So we hope that you will join us and participate in what should be a very impactful conversation today.
Well, you know, let me just get back to this. You know, one of the things in the webinar that's going to happen tomorrow is Avera is going to be talking about actually focusing on heaven and what it means for folks that deal with same-sex attraction. They have to be able to focus in a bigger way and look towards heaven. So this weaves in very nicely to what we're talking about here on Take Two. What do you imagine heaven looking like and being like? We want to hear from you at 833-288-3986. Please call us.
It's great that you are there and listening to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Love to have you participate as we ponder a little bit what heaven might be like. Join the conversation at 833-288-3986. We'll get to your calls momentarily, but I want to tell you about a beautiful item in the EWTN religious catalog, one of so many great products that they have that you would really, I think, benefit from obtaining. One of those is a walnut crucifix with a genuine antique pewter corpus. This crucifix, it's made of furniture-quality walnut-stained wood with a genuine pewter corpus with an antique finish. It has a drilled keyhole on the back for hanging. It's made in the USA, and you get free standard shipping for online orders $75 or more in the continental United States. It's now available now at EWTNRC.com. So use the code FREE at checkout, and you will get that free shipping on orders $75 or more online in the continental United States.
Beautiful. Can't have enough crucifixes. That's what I say. And you have them blessed. Make sure you get your crucifixes blessed. Jerry, before we get to Sonia and Mary Ellen and the others, folks, please call in. Tell us what you think heaven will be like. Do you ever contemplate heaven? Do you ever think about heaven? Maybe you talk about heaven with your family. We want to hear from you. 833-288-3986. Jerry, this is my theory on this idea of really trying to imagine heaven, okay? We get glimpses of it here on earth, right? We have heard about people with near-death experiences, and they believe they've experienced some form of heaven. We've had saints that have told us that they were taken to see aspects of heaven and purgatory and even hell, right? So we get glimpses of it, not the full, you know, picture of it. I believe, this is my thought, tell me what you think. I believe the reason why we don't get to see a bigger picture of heaven is because we would absolutely want to immediately die to get there. And so that's not the plan. The plan is we have to live here and go through the journey and properly, when God calls us home, go home, not anytime sooner by our own choices or, you know, taking our own life or doing anything like that, because that's not what God would want for us and not of God. So we are made to continue on this journey and then get there. What do you think about that, if we were to see the full image of heaven?
Well, I think there's something to that, because I believe it was St. John Vianney who said, if we were to fully comprehend what the priest is, who the priest is, being in the person of Christ, we would die not of fear, but of love. You know, so if that's true, if we were to see the you know, comprehend the full beauty of the priesthood, how much more so heaven? Yeah, I think that's you're right. Onto something there.
But isn't it wonderful to use our minds to really imagine that, because it does keep us focused on the ultimate goal rather than what is going on with day-to-day choices? Because let's face it, we all make some pretty poor choices, from time to time, and that's not a good thing. So if we were to focus on our ultimate goal of getting to heaven, that pretty much keeps us on pace and on track. And I think that's a wonderful thing. This is my simple way of looking. You know, I've been really contemplating and getting into Mother Teresa's works and her words. And she had it right. Boy, folks, Mother Teresa, she nailed it. She knew how to just explain it in a very layman's terms so we can all grasp it and move on on that journey. Okay, so we have three on the lines, but there's room for you. I think Matt Gabinski is maybe answering some more calls, but please dial in 833-288-3986. I got my book out. I'm ready to go.
Okay, as promised, we're going to go to Sonia first, listening in Michigan on Sirius XM 130. Hello, Sonia. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you for having me. So I've had a couple of encounters with Jesus, and to put it simply, just seeing heaven is, I don't want to be so cliche about it, but it is an overwhelming feeling of God's peace, joy, and love, and it compares nothing to what we have on earth. So it's a saying where Psalm 69, I looked for love and I found none. And going back to Mother Teresa, Saint Mother Teresa says, I thirst, and it's that yearning for, it's the thirst for that joy, God's joy, you know, God's love and God's peace. When you've had that encounter, you never want to come back, because nobody fills you and fulfills you like God does, like Jesus does, and the Holy Spirit. So this is my take. This is what I've had an experience with and with heaven. It's just a very beautiful experience overall.
Wow, thanks for sharing that, Sonia. Very beautiful. And I think you're right. You know, we read in the Bible, John, and I think it's in one of the letters of John, God is love. You know, God does not love as an act, but he is love in his very essence. And so I think you're right. You mentioned peace, joy, and love. And if we think of the greatest love we've ever had on this earth or could possibly have, it's infinitely greater than that God is going to be. So I think your call is spot on. I really appreciate what you had to say. Debbie, do you have some thoughts?
I completely agree. And it goes along with what I was sharing earlier, Sonia. I hope you got to hear that, about this idea of, if we really get a full image of heaven, we would just be, you know, striving so quickly on this rapid pace to get there, because we want to experience that overwhelming overwhelming joy, like you said, in peace and love. And that is such a beautiful thing. You know, St. Augustine saying our hearts are restless until they rest in you. That's here we are in this agitated state, if you will, being here on earth. We really want to rest in that peace and that joy and that love, and that awaits us in heaven. And I just want to say this. I was talking to a few priests recently, and we were talking about this idea of how everybody wants to kind of just squeak into purgatory. We really should be striving for heaven.
Right.
Sonia, talk about that a little bit, because you had a personal experience.
Well, so the goal is to focus on our eyes on Jesus and to get to heaven. So when people talk to me about going to purgatory and say, oh, I would let, you know, I'd rather go to purgatory and spend time there just to cleanse, you know, all the punishments. And I'm like, well, why don't you strive towards heaven? You know, but I don't think the understanding is there. And I just want to bring everyone to Jesus. So I'm actually going to ask you, Gary and Debbie, for some prayers, because I am a teacher and I have to get back here. I think I struggle with the thought of how come a lot of people don't love Jesus like the way that I do. And I strive to bring that to people. You know, I do stumble a lot, but just, you know, if you've only seen heaven, you would know, just keep striving, keep yearning, keep thirsting for Jesus, not for the purgatory, for heaven. Sublime doesn't describe it. I don't want to spend time in purgatory for, you know, however long Jesus says, you know, for the just punishment that I've had. But I just, you know, again, going back to that thing, I looked for love and I found none. Well, we find it in Jesus and we find it in heaven. So that's what we should be striving for, heaven and not purgatory. But thank you, Jesus, for the gift of reconciliation and just other graces, other gifts that he grants us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm reminded of when Paul writes, you know, run the race so as to win. You know, Paul doesn't say run the race so as to maybe you'll finish, you know, maybe you'll cross the finish line if you're lucky or whatever. He says run the race so as to win. And that can easily be taken to mean in this context, Sonia, that you're talking about, we should be striving absolutely for heaven. The reality is, if we strive just to kind of squeak into purgatory, you know, we're selling ourselves short, and we're taking a huge risk, I think, you know. So yeah,
I completely agree.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah,
thank you guys for having. God bless you. I have to get back. I have to go see my kiddos. I apologize.
Okay.
No, you go ahead, please. But we're going to be assured of our prayers, Sonia, because obviously God is calling you to do that work and to spread the message, the gospel message. So we'll be praying for you, okay?
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. I put Sonia in our prayer book. We believe in the power of prayer. By the way, praise report. I need to tell you, praise report had a major, major miracle yesterday. I can't go into the details because I have to respect this fine gentleman's privacy, but had a major miracle. And I believe it came through the power of the rosary and the Blessed Mother. And so thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your mother. And thank you for this miracle happening for this wonderful man. He deserves it. He waited a long time. He waited over a year and a half, at least, and he got the miracle, I believe. And I fell to my knees and burst into tears yesterday. It was so, so amazing. But that's the power of our spiritual mom.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
We have a lot of social media comments we will get to. You can comment if you are watching the video stream on EWTN's Facebook or YouTube channels, and you can also text us. Keep that in mind. If you're not able to make a call, or if you're not able to, you know, be watching one of the video streams, you can always text the letters EWTN to 55000. Wait for a response, then respond to us with your first name, how you're listening, and what your comment is. And again, there may be a small data rate. Most phone plans have unlimited texting nowadays, but that depends on your plan. So we're going to go back to the calls. Mary Ellen in Nashua, New Hampshire, listening on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Mary Ellen.
Oh, hi, guys. I love you guys.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you.
This is my third time calling in, and I never call a show because I just don't feel like I have much to offer. But you guys just make it so nice for me.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. My grandfather was a very, very holy man. He was lived a contemplative type of life. And when we were little, he would talk to us about heaven a lot. And he would say things like, oh, in heaven, there's colors that you never could imagine, that you've never seen before. And there's little fluffy animals running around that you can play with. And there's delicacies, food, banquets that you just can't imagine. But you don't have to eat in heaven because the body doesn't need food in heaven. And he would say, and he would go on and on like that, and he did it often. He would, of course, he would always add, but you have to be good if you want to go to heaven, you know. And as an adult, I'm in my 60s now, my image of heaven hasn't changed that much, except I do, when I look at Our Lady, I say, Dear Blessed Mother, when I get to heaven, I am never leaving your side. Because I can't wait to, and that's where my earthly mother will be. So there you have it. I came back from a long trip, and when you cross the mountains and you see the magnificence of nature, it takes your breath away. Imagine what heaven would be like.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And then, of course, the peace. I mean, there's so much noise in the world.
Right.
And I just picture it as that peaceful, just quiet and beautiful. And there's no end to how I feel about heaven. It's just all things good, beyond imagination.
You know, Mary Ellen, thank you so much for sharing your grandfather's words with us. And I think I personally believe he was spot on. And for him to be able to impart that to you as a small child, look how it has stayed with you. So thank you for sharing that. And thank you for the kind words about wanting to call in to a show that you feel comfortable and safe to share what's on your heart and also to help others grow in faith. But I just wanted to say this for a moment. You know, there are a lot of people that just don't believe that heaven really exists. You know, they just don't believe it's really going to be there for them. And so they make this world and this life their heaven, or they try to make it their heaven. And it's so unfortunate, because if we would get things in a proper perspective, if we would really hope again and really find that, you know, kind of that excitement again about wanting to get to heaven. And like you said, Mary Ellen, be right next to the Blessed Mother and Jesus and the saints. I mean, how cool is it going to be when we walk up to St. Francis of Assisi and say, I've always loved you, you're amazing, or St. Therese of Lisieux, or Padre Pio, or, I mean, you talk about a reunion. People have family reunions, and they go, man, that was extraordinary, all the pictures we took, and how the fun we had, and everything we did. Could you imagine the heavenly reunion? And we are establishing our relationship with them now. So it's not like we have to walk up to Padre Pio and say, hello, I'm Debbie, who are you? You would know them right away, right, Jerry? I love what Mary Ellen's saying. I love what her grandfather said, because I just think it's such a beautiful concept to meditate on, that we're just going to walk up and just be hugging these people that we knew of and read about and prayed to, right?
Absolutely. I mean, we're already, in a sense, citizens of heaven as members of the church. This is especially true at the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. And, you know, we've done shows on where people would like to go if they could, you know, the most beautiful place on earth that they can imagine. We should have that same kind of desire and interest and striving, as has been said on the show already today. We should have that same attitude about going to heaven. What do you think, Mary Ellen?
Oh, yes. And I just thought of something as you were speaking. Many years ago, my mother and I attended a solemn high traditional Latin mass, and they had an orchestra.
Wow.
And from the first strains, my mother and I just looked at each other, and we just mouthed Mozart. It was Mozart's mass, I don't know which one. And the hairs on my arm just stood up. And the mass had to have been 2.5 hours long.
Mary Ellen, but if you can hold that thought right there just for a second. We've got to, as they say, pause for, well, not station identification, but for our affiliates to do a little bit of housekeeping on their ends. We'll get right back to you, Mary Ellen, if you can hold on. Thank you. joining us today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. And we appreciate Mary Ellen holding on through the break there. Thank you so much for talking about what we imagine that heaven might be like. Mary Ellen, just rewind just briefly. You were talking about this mass with an orchestra and how beautiful that was. So please feel free to continue.
So everything about it was really heavenly. Even the incense, there's a lot of incense in those high masses. It had a sweetness to it that I've never encountered before. I've never smelled that incense before. The music, the vestments, the candles. If that's not a piece of heaven, I don't know what is. And I think of it often because I wish I could see it again. But that's heaven to me. It's the faith. It's, like you say, the saints. And you know what would be a great topic someday? What saint can you not wait to meet in heaven?
Mm.
Unless you've already done that one before. But I don't get to listen often. Anyway, I just wanted to share that with you. My grandfather was raised in an orphanage by the Christian Brothers, and they really taught him the faith, and he was a very kind and gentle man. So God bless those Christian Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. Was he a deep man?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. I went through a phase in my life. We all lived together, and I had nightmares. And I would wake up in the middle of the night, and I'd go into his room, and he would be kneeling before the crucifix praying.
Yeah, see,
all hours
yeah.
of the night. Kneeling all night long in prayer. I mean, this was every night.
Wow. What is your grandfather's first name, Mary Ellen?
Charles.
Charles, I'm going to put you all in the book. Wow, your grandfather. I could feel the Holy Spirit when you were talking, Mary Ellen.
Oh, thank you, Debbie. Yeah, no, I always attribute our faith to them, my grandparents. Of course, my mother was so holy. But I always go back to St. Patrick because we're Irish, and I think, wow, maybe we wouldn't be Catholic if it wasn't for St. Patrick. Mm-hmm. So he's one I want to meet when I get to heaven, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm reminded as you're talking about the verse in Matthew, I think chapter 6, where it says, when you pray, go into your inner room and pray to your Father in private.
Yeah.
And this is what your grandfather was doing, not wanting to be seen necessarily, but I'm glad that God allowed you to see that, because a lot of people have that experience of their mother, their father, a grandparent, or somebody very, very holy and devout, wanting to just, not be seen or not be showy or anything about their prayer. But when you see that, that just stays with you, and it just... Mm-hmm. I think it really motivates it. Look at the impact it had on you, Mary Ellen.
Oh, yes, and my brothers as well. I mean, we all recognized his faith, and we all try to live the faith.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
That's
wow. Well, Mary Ellen, we hope that God is allowing your grandfather, Charles, to listen to this, beautiful call that you made. And we hope it brings a smile to his face and all of heaven. So that's just beautiful. Thank you.
Well, thank you. I love you guys. I'm so happy for your show, and I wish you all the best. God bless you, too.
God bless you, Mary Ellen. You'll be in our prayers. Please pray for us and the show team, which is Michael Birchfield, our producer, Jeff Burson on social media, and Matt Gubensky is on the phones at 833-288-3986, and maybe we can read a couple of social media comments. What do you think?
Yeah, you want to start? You can start, and I'll continue where you leave off.
Okay, what do you imagine heaven being like? Mary, who is watching on YouTube, says, I imagine total bliss, no pain, no misery, just total happiness. Thank you, Mary, for sharing that. Lulu says, I imagine angels singing more wonderfully than any human on earth can, and I can move effortlessly with a body that is shaped like me, but my skin, hair is clear like water, like how Jesus probably looked at when they thought he was a ghost on the water. Yeah, okay. So Mary and Lulu commenting on EWTN Catholic Radio's YouTube channel.
And Tim Mateo, our friend Tim from Ohio, says, I can't even imagine what heaven would be like. I do know our Lord Jesus Christ promises a place for us, and yet all I want is mine to be the heavenly improved version of the house I grew up in. Nothing fancy. I love that about Tim. Tim is so wonderful. He's all heart. all heart. Beautiful, Tim. But, you know, heaven is going to be extraordinary. It really is. I mean, that's what he's preparing a place for us. And all we have to do is really stay faithful, because God is always faithful to us. It really is quite simple. I suggest everybody go back to Mother Teresa. I can't say it enough. She really knows the words she used and how she communicated it to all of us is perfect for us. It's a great plan and recipe for a journey of faith. Very smart woman,
yeah,
she was.
Absolutely. And, you know, wonderfully holy too. Great intercessor in heaven. We're going to go to Steve next, who's in Central Massachusetts, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Steve. Welcome to Take Two.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well. Appreciate the phone call today.
Yeah, so I just wanted to share my experience. I almost didn't call in, but I was this experience, this was clearly was a gift from Jesus. I had a dream that he came to me and basically showed me heaven. And I could never in my wildest dreams have come up with this on my own. I'm a pretty creative person, but there is no way I could have come up with this on my own, because the experience and the colors and you know, it was white, but it was, you know, just every color you could imagine and then some, and it was, you know, people, I know you just read somebody's message about bliss, and I'd say bliss is probably the closest word that I could come up with, but you could take every beautiful word from the dictionary, put them all together, and you just scratch the surface of what I saw. And the way I felt at the time, number one, you weren't like standing there. You just were. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
You were just a part of it or something. It was really hard to explain. You felt no pain. You felt nothing but love, and it's just amazing, amazing, amazing. And I can't wait to get back there. I mean, I'm in no hurry, but you know, when somebody like my mother-in-law passed away, you know, a few years back, and it was after this experience. And I'm telling you, she was a wonderful Catholic woman. She was, I would say, the strongest Catholic that I've ever known personally. And you know, when she passed, I knew that's where she's going, and I didn't feel bad for her one bit, because I knew that's where she was going.
Beautiful. Well, Steve, while you're on with us, before you go, if you care to give us your mother-in-law's first name, we'll add her to our prayer book. But, you know, I'm reminded as you're talking of the appearances of Jesus to his apostles and disciples following his resurrection. You talked about, you know, being there, Jesus kind of showing you heaven, and you were just kind of there. You didn't really feel, you know, bodily present, or I'm not exactly sure how you put it, but, you know, Jesus was able to walk through doors, you know, and we're going to have a glorified body in heaven as well. So, yeah, it's very possible that Jesus was, you know, giving you some kind of a sense of what that's going to be like. We don't know, obviously, but, you know, Jesus has his glorified body, and he still has the marks of his passion and so forth. So, yeah, we're going to definitely have a beautiful experience in heaven. God willing, we're all going to get there.
Amen. Amen. And her name was Clarice.
Okay, Clarice.
Yeah.
All right, Debbie, we'll put that down in our prayer book.
When we have these personal experiences, these personal encounters, you know, they are very personal. They're unique to us. And there's such beautiful gifts from God. And I just want to encourage folks that when you have these you know, personal, precious moments with God, they're yours. And they're meaningful to you, and they were meant for you. But they're also, you know, that it can be to obviously pass on and share with others. But not everybody's not going to enter into the same depth of what you encountered, Steve, or anyone else. Because I know I had personal experiences too, and Jerry has as well. It's so wonderful of God to. It's like we're the only one that exists for him. Do you get that, Steve?
Absolutely. Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. beautiful. Our God is an amazing God.
Amen. Amen. Well, all I right. just thought I'd share that with you, and, you know, God bless, and thank you for what you guys do.
Oh, thank you, Steve. Thanks for being part of the Take-Two family. We appreciate that. When I imagine what heaven might be like, Debbie, when I'm in my prayer time at my parish, we have a right above the tabernacle in the center behind the altar, and right as you look above that, there's some windows that look out. But mm-hmm. we have about a 6 foot tall crucifix, at least 6 feet tall. It's just really
wow.
right there for all to see. And lately, my meditation has been imagining Jesus giving me a big hug. You know, he has, like I said before, he is bodily present in heaven. He's got his glorified body. And I look at the arms outstretched on the cross and I say, Jesus, I can't wait for you to wrap those arms around me. And I try to, mm-hmm. you know, imagine what that's going to be like. And it's really kind of mind blowing when I think yeah. about it.
See, that's awesome. That is really wonderful that you do that. Did you come about that by yourself, or did a priest suggest that?
No, it just kind of came to me, prompting of the Holy Spirit, as you like to say.
yeah, that's beautiful. Okay, so we're going to move on to Tim in Buffalo, New York. Hi, Tim. Thanks for waiting and welcome.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, Tim. How about you?
Oh, great. You know, I'm calling. Did you ever read Scott Hahn's book, The Lamb's Supper, 1999?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm reading that now. What an inspiration. Every mm-hmm. time I go to Mass, this book just opens my eyes. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
Talks about heaven on earth. We already have it. Every time we go to Mass, he talks about it in his book. It's he talks about parousia, which is Jesus' imminent power. His coming mm-hmm. takes place right now. And from Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, when Jesus comes again at the end of time, he will not have a single drop more glory than he has right now upon the altars and in the tabernacles of our churches. God dwells among mankind right now because the Mass is heaven on earth. I just find this book so inspirational.
Yeah, it really is. I've read it. It was many years ago, and Debbie has as well, Tim. I'm glad you're reading that, though. You know, anything from Scott Hahn is very, very exceptional, of course. But I've mentioned on this show earlier, I think earlier this week, last Saturday, we had what's called a teaching mass at our parish, and this priest did a marvelous job. What it is is he celebrates the Mass, but he explains in depth, in detail, everything that's going on as it happens. And my eyes were really opened even more than they ever had been, Tim, to the reality like uh-huh. you're talking about. You know, it really is heaven on earth. We are united with heaven. Heaven, Jesus becomes very, you know, obviously, truly present on the altar during the sacrifice of the Mass. So very, very beautiful yes. testimony about your reading that book. Deb?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
How we talk about the holy, holy, we're actually singing with the angels and all mm-hmm. the saints. Heaven opens to us at the Mass.
Oh, Tim, see, there's no accident with God. That's exactly what I was going to say, because as I'm sure you listen to the show, I talk about angel
mm-hmm.
many years. And I was going to share that, Tim, that the angels all come around the altar. It is crowded beyond belief with angels. And it's so amazing. And heaven and earth meet. And we are all connected at that point. It's absolutely incredible. It's mind-blowing, actually, because we can't really even comprehend the magnitude of what this means for us. But, Tim, you are spot on. I think Dr. Scott Hahn did an amazing job at communicating that to us. And I pray that everybody, you know, maybe give that out as Christmas gifts, the Lamb's Supper, because people need to be recatechized. We're missing it, Tim. Some people are saying, oh, that doesn't matter. It doesn't exist. That's just, you know, what some theologians are saying, but it really is true. And thank you for sharing it again with us, Tim.
Yeah. Hey, did you ever see that speaking about how the Mass is explained on YouTube from Divine Mercy Shrank? Father Chris Solar has a whole explanation of the Mass. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Did you ever see that other little YouTube thing where there's a gentleman sitting in the pew and the Mass is taking place and his angel leaves him during the offertory and
wow.
goes up to the altar? to present the gifts, and Jesus comes down, and the priest is saying the offertory, and then Jesus appears right there on the altar, and the angels from all the parishioners in the pews are taking up the offerings to him.
Hmm. Wow. Wow. That's and then point. There's and then there's this small video of it's where they talk about the mystery of the Mass and how beautiful it is. We're blessed to be Catholics, and I just wish folks would realize that, Tim.
Absolutely. Thank you. Oh, Debbie, I got to say, every time you giggle, I roll on the floor. You just make me laugh. I just can't help it.
Thank you, Tim. You know what? I have a quirky sense of humor. I laugh at everything. Yeah. It's not good. I probably should have gotten kicked out of Catholic school, Tim.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thanks, Tim.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it so much, Tim. God bless you. That sense of awe and really have it. We need to pray for a deeper sense of awe and to have our spiritual eyes really open during the Mass, because we go there and, you know, so many distractions, you know, where are we going to go after, you know, Mass for brunch and things like that, you know, and the great St. Thomas Aquinas, you know, writes in the Tantum Ergo, says, let faith provide a supplement for the failure of the senses. You know, we really can't fully in our human nature grasp what is going on at the Mass because of the failure of our senses. But it says, let faith provide in the absence of, you know, the senses fully grasping that. So really encourage all of us, everyone listening right now, and us, all of us included, you know, to really pray for a deeper sense of what's going on, and appreciation and that sense of awe and reverence of what happens at Mass.
Absolutely. Okay, real quickly, but not too quickly, because this is super important. I want to just emphasize Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern time. Okay, Mother Angelica's Answering the Call. Beautiful show. Father Joseph and Doug Keck reflect on the wisdom of Mother Angelica. Mother prays for a priest, takes a call from a woman whose neighbor doesn't believe in the Eucharist. See, it's kind of like what we're talking about here. And a question about a vow of poverty. So please check it out, folks. Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern time. You really want to be reminded of very special, and we believe God-inspired answers that Mother Angelica gave to people, because it really changed their spiritual lives. And I'm getting messages now of the name of that short little video on the Mass. Some are saying they're checking the name of it because people are asking.
Okay.
I forgot. It's Friday. I can't remember everything.
Well, we'll pass that along if we get that before the end of the show. Vicky is watching this video stream on Facebook. Vicky says, in 2016, I almost died of an autoimmune disease. After a month in the hospital, the first Sunday I got back to church was Gaudete Sunday. Just coming into the presence of my church home, my good friends welcoming, the deacon who came to visit, and the priest who gave me the last rites. This is how it will be entering heaven. A lot of rejoicing and welcoming from all family and friends that have entered before me. That is very beautiful, Vicky. Thanks for sharing that with us.
Yes, thank you for sharing that. Wow. Powerful. And I just noticed another YouTube comment, and this has, it's off topic, but Elizabeth, if you want any questions answered about the webinar and how you can get it after tomorrow's actual airing date, just email us. Go to standtalltoday.com, and there's a support team email. Email us, Elizabeth, and we'll happily answer those questions. Okay, Jerry.
All right, back to the calls. Brian is in Florida listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Brian. Good to have you with us.
Hi, Brian.
How are you today? God bless you both.
Thank you.
I imagine heaven as pure love with Jesus our Lord. And I base this on a spiritual experience I had many years ago. I was in the throes of depression, and I was at a prayer group, and a nun recommended that I envision Jesus cradling, which I did the following night. And a pure sense of love came over me. A love you cannot imagine. I hate that word, can't imagine, but it was all-consuming, like a wave coming over you on a beach and just immersing your soul and body in the peace and mostly love of Jesus Christ.
Mm. And did it lift your depression somewhat?
Oh, yes, it did. And mm-hmm. I realized also that everything is connected, that God's love is immense upon the earth, and that we are all connected in his love.
Wow, that's powerful. And thank you for sharing it, because there are a lot of folks right now suffering from, they're in deep depression, a low-grade depression, and they needed to hear what you just said. And so I hope it resonates with them. I hope it goes deeply into their spirit. So thank you. Thank you for stepping up. We don't believe there was any accident that you waited almost the entire show to get on. I really believe that was of God. So our deepest, deepest thanks. What do you think, Jerry?
Yeah, absolutely. When we think about heaven, I think if we, give it enough time and ponder it and have an experience like what you just were talking about, Brian, definitely it's got to help anybody who is feeling, anxiety or depression or loneliness or anything like that. And we certainly pray for all who are, because, Brian, I've been through, pretty deep depression myself a number of years ago. And you just desperately want out of that. And praise be to God, you had that experience.
Yeah, definitely, and I agree 100% with you folks. We all need to understand we all have our own crosses to bear, and God can help us along the way. But I haven't been given into fantasies or hyperboles. I'm a retired military officer and spent many years in the industry, very on the fact basis of life. But God is there. He wants all of us to come into his love. Mm-hmm. And once you do that, then you find that God is real, heaven is real, and there's a place in heaven for you. So as you talked in the early part of the show, I'm working on a book myself, but the thought that comes to me is that live as if you are going to heaven.
Live as, wow, powerful. Way to go. Brian, you knocked it out of the park. And thank you so much for your service in the military. God bless you. You're a beautiful soul. Call us again. Would you do that? Because what you have to share is very, very deep. Very, very, we need to have more Brians. I'm just saying, because we got to get serious about our faith walk. And you can offer that to us.
Well, I am here for you and everyone else.
Okay.
I'm constantly praying. I pray the rosary every day in Chapel of Thy Mercy. And I encourage everyone, you have the time and you can do this, and you want to be closer to God. The love of God cures all ills. It'll make you holy, and you'll be a son or daughter of God.
Amen.
I love it. Amen is right.
Amen, brother.
Thank you, Brian. Wow.
Thanks, Brian. Yeah.
Beautiful call. Thank you. Okay, I love, love, love the Take Two family. Okay, we just got a deluge of texts coming in. That this short film about the Catholic Mass is The Veil Removed. The Veil Removed. Don't you love the Take Two family? They always have our backs. This is like a group effort that we do here.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Jerry?
I just looked at that. You're right. The Veil Removed. You'll find that on YouTube. Very, very beautiful, beautiful film. And not too long either. Like you said, it's short enough to just sit down and watch real quickly. About 7 minutes, I think.
We should say our show team is you and me, Michael, Jeff, Matt, and everybody listening.
That's right. We're coming up toward the closing music for the show. Sherry in Louisiana, Kay in Ohio, Doug also in Louisiana. Unfortunately, we are just not going to have time to put you on the air. It wouldn't be fair to you, actually, because we'd have to kind of hurry you along. So thank you for calling anyway and all those social media comments and emails that we won't be able to get to on today's program, but it has been just a wonderful conversation, Debbie.
Absolutely. I think we're going into the weekend with our just with a lot of joy and hope and just a beautiful way to imagine heaven. May I please say this one more time because we are getting some messages. Please, folks, if you want to attend the webinar, Same Sex Attraction and Life in the Church, it is tomorrow morning. You can register still today and also very early tomorrow morning. All you have to do is go to standtalltoday.com. We put it on the homepage because we're very late now. And you can join us. It's all private and confidential. And we're figuring out a way to have folks that cannot attend that maybe they can view it later. So you can just email us at support team. But I want to make sure I get that in because we're going to get a lot of messages overnight.
Okay, we're going to storm heaven on Monday. It is our God, I need you now. So be thinking about what your urgent prayer intentions are over the weekend. And we will happily field them and join you in praying for those and get the whole Take-Two family around the world praying along with you. That's on Monday.
It is on Monday. That's a very powerful show. And please be thinking about that and also be praying for all the Take-Two family intentions. We appreciate that. So until Monday, we want to wish you a beautiful and blessed weekend. And in the year of St. Joseph, we ask St. Joseph, please pray for us. Amen.